Welcome to the Diabetes Revolution podcast with Dr. Sarah Townley, the type 2 diabetes coach, clinical pharmacist, and mom of seven angels. You don't have to struggle and fight with your blood sugars for the rest of your life. I'm here to teach you the skills you need to control and even reverse this disease. There is such a thing as getting off your meds and creating a future free from diabetes. And you can have it too. Let's get down to business. Hey, my friends. So happy to be back here with you today, even if it's only, you know, every now and then that I get to hang out with you right now. There is a lot, of course, going on in my life. I've got some crazy news. I'm not pregnant, in case you were thinking that was it. Baby Hayes is 13 months old, almost 14 months old now. Isn't that amazing? He's walking and yelling a lot. Still gets us up several times at night. But of course, we absolutely adore him. But that's not the news. The news is that we are selling our house in Billings, Montana, and we're going to be moving, hopefully after the school year ends, to northern Wyoming. And that's something that we have wanted for a very long time. We've been driving over two hours to church on Sundays in Sheridan, Wyoming, and home on Sundays. So that's like 4.5 hours of driving. Almost all Sundays for the last 10 years since we've been here in Billings. And then before that, we drove from Hardin. So this will finally put an end to that. And that's really, really exciting for us. And we don't know what's going to happen, you know, as far as, you know, what kind of house we're going to find or where we're going to live. But it'll all unfold exactly like it's supposed to. And the first step is selling this house. And that's just a lot of work. It's only like the second house that we'll have ever sold. But I have seven kids and they make a lot of messes and they don't see the messes as well as I see them. So that if we can get beyond this hurdle, it will be such a victory. And it's going well. It's only been on the market for like a week, but we've had lots of showings and no offers yet. But any minute, you know, one's coming in. Yeah. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you can check my post out, check out my house, you know. Anyhow, I have been meaning to get this podcast to you. I had this idea probably a month ago to write this podcast, and I'm bringing it to you now, and it's kind of a fiery topic, so I'm going to speak probably pretty boldly to you. I'm going to talk to your soul, okay, on this podcast, and it's meant to really inspire you and to slap some sense into some of you. No, I'm absolutely never coming from any kind of judgment, okay, but it is meant to break you open and have you really looking within, because the answers are always inside of you. I just really want you to hear me on that. You always have the answers to your problems. And a good coach is able to lead you within to finding your own solutions and answers. And sometimes that's through finding your obstacles first. And that's what this podcast is all about. And so I hope that you can open up and listen, knowing I'm coming from love, but it's kind of a deep topic. And I totally get it if at first it just really isn't, doesn't resonate, and that's okay. But just stay with me and I think you'll get it. Okay, so this topic came inspired to me after attending an event that I went to in very late January. I have to tell you about this experience, because it was an event that I went to in Scottsdale, Arizona that was unlike any other event I have ever been to. It was an event centered around a book named The Ultimate Coach, written by Amy Hardison and Alan D. Thompson. And this book has generated a global movement because it has created a massive shift in the people that read it such that it changed their very being. This book is sometimes referred to as the book of being, as in, who are you being in the world, in your life, in your relationships, in your work, in your health, everywhere? Why is that so pivotal, so transformational? It's so simple, but it really is everything. Your actions and your results and your life is a reflection of who you are being. And most people never examine who they are being to gain awareness of it, let alone choose intentionally who they be. And because we create from our state of being, most people are on default, unconsciously creating what they don't really want from a state of being they don't even see. We're going to get into the examples and the details of this concept on this podcast because it's my intention to introduce this concept to you as a way to help you see something happening within you that could change everything for you. Have you ever heard of A Course in Miracles? It's a text on love that was written in the 70s that teaches that a miracle is a shift in perception. A miracle is a change in thinking. Everything that any person has ever created was first a thought or an idea in the mind. Your mind creates from your thoughts, and a shift in your thinking is what creates something new. Miracles happen in the mind first. That is so profound. That's the power of your mind. I really want you to just take a second and let that marinate. For you to create a new state of healing in your body, you first have to shift in your thinking and therefore in your being. Who are you being that has created your current state of health? Who are you being that has created your current A1C, your current medication dependence, your energy level, your fitness capacity? So many people are asking, what should I be doing to reverse my diabetes or eliminate those medications that I'm on? Doing comes from being always. I am happy to give you all the strategies, you know, around food, exercise, stress management, and I do on this podcast for free. But if you are applying them from, quote, it's not going to work for me, or, quote, I never finish what I start, or, quote, I deserve to have this disease, you won't create the healing that you want long term. Focus on doing, doing, doing only goes so far until you come up against who you're being. I want to give you specific examples that I have personally coached on with my clients on states of being that creates diabetes to help you potentially uncover blind spots that keep you sick and stuck. Then, after that, we'll move into how to choose a new state of being that, when embodied, creates a future of health and vitality. Does that sound exciting? I'm very excited. So let's look at some typical examples of being that make it difficult to find your way to your goal and your desire to be free. Isn't that what we're all desiring? Like, in the end, our souls desire and crave and pine after freedom. Okay, so these are some specific thoughts and beliefs, states of being that I have uncovered in my clients' minds that creates sickness, essentially, right? So here's one. I can't because. This is victim mentality, okay? Other people are in control of me and my life. And we could be talking about your kids. I do this a lot. I'm often a victim to my kids. Just saying. Your partner, your coworkers, your boss. You could even be blaming that you have no control on your genes, on your parents and your ancestors, okay? Basically, all this thought is representing is a state of being where you're not in control because of something outside of you. And that's essentially a victim mentality. It's giving your power away to something outside of you, which then leaves you powerless, disempowered. Here's another one. I've always been this way. Which basically means I don't believe it's possible for me to be any other way. Here's another one. I deserve to be sick and to suffer. And this is often because, you know, I did this to myself is a thought, or something is wrong with me is the underlying thought. Here's one. I don't have time, or I don't have money, or I don't have fill in the blank. This one recently came up in a session with one of my clients. I can't control myself with food. Like I love food too much to change, or I'm addicted to food, but basically I don't have control over myself around food. And it's so funny because this came up recently in a session where I was asking my client, like, why are you able to produce these amazing results lately? And she said, you know, I remember early on in our sessions, I told you that I didn't feel like I had control over myself, and you said no. You said you do have control over your choices. You are the one that is making the decision to eat this or eat that or stop or go to the store and buy things. Like, you are in control of what you put in your mouth. I don't care what story you're telling yourself. And that kind of woke her up a little bit to this idea or this belief or this state of being that she was thinking she wasn't in control, that she had no control over herself, that she was just powerless. Okay, here's another one. I'm not disciplined enough, or I'm not organized enough. I'm not important. Here's another one. My needs are not as important as other people's needs. That's a really common one I hear people tell me. Like, they're used to prioritizing their needs after other people's. Once other people get what they need, then they can have what they need. That's an interesting one, right? It's like, why? Here's one. I am a quitter. I can't do hard things. I'm lazy. Any kind of judgment about yourself that is like a character flaw. Okay, I've heard this one before. I don't like to cook, and I don't like to plan. Okay, I mean, those are possibly true, but if they're an obstacle to you, just surrendering to the fact that you don't like these things, does that mean that you can't have what you want ever? Right? I'm of the mind. It's funny because I have the complete opposite thought. It's like, it doesn't matter because I'm always going to find a way, right? Even if I don't like to cook, even if I don't like to plan, that's not going to stop me because I have a belief that I can have what I want no matter what. Here's one. I'm overwhelmed or confused on how to do it. I don't know. That's a really common one. I don't know how. And then the last one I've written down here as a good example that I've seen over and over is, I am neglecting my health. I don't prioritize my health, or I don't take it seriously. Okay, so these are all states of being that produce undesired results. They keep us stuck in that pattern of being disempowered and hopeless. And they're all patterns of thinking rooted in identity. It's who you think you are. How do you identify? You know, ask why when you're finding out that you resonate with some of these things. You know, I am fill in the blank, undisciplined, not in control of my time, money, or genes, deserving of this disease, overwhelmed, not a cook, not a planner, a quitter, disorganized, addicted to food, like you name it. If you identify with any of these, just know it's not just you, right? I'm giving you examples that I've seen over and over again. And it isn't you. It's just your default unconscious way of being. Every single client that has ever hired me has to discover their states of being that are stopping them from healing themselves. Of course they all have these thoughts. How else would they have created their insulin resistance? It's not on purpose, right? Nobody says, I want to be any of these things. I want to be diabetic, right? Nobody says that. So when you start out wanting to change the course of your health, notice where you have been coming from. Wow, I've been unconsciously choosing to neglect my health. I've been unconsciously believing I have to give up all pleasure with food in order to thrive. Like, it's all optional, friends. Best news ever. You and only you get to decide what you believe, what you think, and who you be. I get triggered anytime I'm feeling limited in my life. It's like, hey, there's no way I'm going to unconsciously limit myself to what I don't want in my life. I refuse to believe I can't create what my heart really desires. And the first place to look at who is creating limitation is me. Are any of you like me? Can't stand to be told you can't have, do, experience what you want? What do you have if you don't have personal power to choose in your life? You know, I heard something really powerful from one of the speakers at the Ultimate Experience last January. The true definition of freedom. It's the power to choose. And we are all doing it. We are all choosing. The real question is, what are you choosing? How are you exercising your personal power to choose or your freedom? Are you using your freedom to choose to not plan your food today? To sleep in instead of get up and get your walk in or your workout in? Are you using your freedom to avoid monitoring your blood sugar so you can stay unaware? Freedom has a whole new context when we're honest that we are freely using our power to choose things that don't serve us. And in this moment, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm using my freedom to create disease and suffering, that's not what I want. I'm grateful. I'm thanking God you are seeing how you are choosing to use your power to create, because when you own your creation, you can change it. Your creation, whether that be your state of health, your finances, your marriage, will always reflect back to you who you are being. You might at first completely reject this. I get it. Your mind will try to convince you of all the reasons why you can't control things in your life, why it's not your fault, on and on, arguing quite cleverly for your disempowerment, your lack of choice, your victimhood, and stories that keep you stuck. Literally arguing for your powerlessness, your prison, your suffering. And I love the saying, you can be right and keep your problem. To break free, to create something different, you will have to change first in your thinking. Quote, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. That's from Albert Einstein. And I often say, if all it takes for me to create what I want is to be delusional, how can I be more delusional? Because my mind is not going to argue for possibility and dreams and success as a natural default way of thinking. It's going to say, you're crazy. Who do you think you are? You can't do that. You've never done that before. And that is when you will choose very intentionally who you need to be to create that healthy, strong, capable body, healed and whole again. There is a story in the book, The Ultimate Coach, where Coach Steve, the book is all about this coach. The ultimate coach is Steve Hardison, okay? Where Coach Steve is telling his client, also named Steve, to go collect an enormous debt owed to the client's business. Client Steve says something like, you know, that's just not something I do. I don't do debt collection. To which Coach Steve says something like, well, don't be you then. Be somebody else. I don't care who you have to be to get it done, but don't come back here without that money. So this is the part where shit gets real, right? If I won't or can't be the powerless, addicted, overwhelmed, whatever version of me to heal myself of insulin resistance, who do I need to be? Let me share with you who I choose to be for my body and my health so you can get an idea of what I'm putting down in front of you here. This is one of my 22 declarations or statements of being in my document. The Book of Being teaches all about what a document is and how it is created, in case you're curious about that. But my statement around my health is this: I am, in reverence of and committed to, loving and nourishing my one strong, healthy, and beautiful body that blesses me with life in every moment and with every breath. Okay, so let's look at yours. Step one, I want you to see your own unconscious beliefs or states of being that have created your current state of health. What is it? Why haven't you already healed from this disease? What has stopped you from doing what you know would help you? Take a moment and pause this podcast and answer from that quiet place of truth and knowing within you. And invite this without judgment. It's just from curiosity. You are safe to ask and to hear the truth. It's because I'm being what? I'm believing what? And if you hear the answer to that, ask why. Why? Why am I sick? Why am I stuck? And then just keep asking why. Ask why until you get deep into the root thought or belief. When you find it, that's when you go to step two. And there may be many of them, right? I just want you to do one at a time. Start with the first one. And then go to step two, which is to forgive yourself. I forgive myself for neglecting my health. I forgive myself for being a victim to my job, for thinking I can't help myself around food. Whatever it is, I forgive myself. Then step three is to choose a state of being that's truer than the false belief. These usually begin with I am. It goes like this. I forgive myself for believing I am not in control of my health. For the truth is, fill in the blank. Allow it to flow naturally. Who do you want to be? For the truth is, I am always in control of my choices, and that is what creates my state of health. Boom! So much power in that statement. Be that and see what happens, right? Your I am statement should feel amazing when you say it. Think it, write it. It's the right one when you can feel it in your body. It's like a heck yeah kind of a feeling. It opens you up and it opens your heart. It clears away the fog in your mind. And it's you declaring who you be. Step four is to put this statement everywhere. Say it in the morning when you rise, when you drive, when you shower, when you're looking in the mirror. I don't care. Live it. And when you notice your old disempowering thought showing up, you say it or think it hard to yourself before you take action. I am always in control of my choices, and that is what creates my state of health. I recently agreed to a friendly competition with one of my longtime, amazing, powerful clients, and we're both doing, quote, good with our health goals. But we're both looking to up-level. We want greatness. I know that in order to create greatness, I'm going to have to give myself some support. So I created a level of accountability and incentive that wasn't there before. I'm creating 25% body fat. I started at 28%, in case you're curious about what it is I'm working on. I know that in order to hit my goal and kick my client's ass in this competition, I will need to live from some powerful states of being. I'm sharing with you not just my core declaration in my document, but a few more that I identified specifically for this push, this process of achieving greatness. They include not just the statement, but what I do when I'm in that state of being, just for you to really see how this flows. So I'm going to read them to you. When I am focused on and aware of my current results, I track my macros and chronometer and adjust my food choices to align with my targets. I also make sure I get my steps in every day. When I am a master at being intentional and not reacting to my environment, I follow my food and exercise plan consistently, and I take radical responsibility for my actions. When I am in reverence of and committed to loving and nourishing my one strong, healthy, beautiful body that blesses me with life in every moment and with every breath. I appreciate and admire my body. I prioritize sleep, exercise, and nutrition. And I strive to improve my physical health and performance. I don't let inconveniences get in the way of choosing carefully, and I plan ahead. When I am an example to others of what is possible, I don't settle for good enough. I strive for greatness. When I am ruthless in attaining my goals, literally nothing can stop me. I can handle any obstacle, and I never get tired. I figure out how to fit it all in. Okay, my beautiful friends, I share my whole heart with you because I love you and I believe in you. I know what a powerful creator you are. I'm speaking to that version of you now. I laugh because sometimes I say that what my clients are really paying me for is my belief in them, my absolute certainty that they can be wildly successful. Because that's really what is needed, belief and certainty to create extraordinary success. Of course, you know, I happen to know everything too, but a person who believes deeply is going to find their answers. Do you want a guide who knows your power and reminds you of it constantly? Apply to work with me on my website, sarahtownley.com, and we will create a miracle in your life together. It's an incredibly beautiful experience. I've got a great topic for you on the next episode. See, there's an interesting thing that I seem to attract in my coaching business. People with the wrong diagnosis. People who think they have type 2 diabetes, but they actually have LADA, latent autoimmune diabetes in adults. It's a condition that's more like type 1 diabetes, which is a completely opposite problem because it's a problem of insulin deficiency, not insulin resistance. It's gotten to be such a common problem. I actually currently have 4 clients with this problem right now that I can almost smell it. So I need to make a podcast for all of you who, you know, you're out there and you can feel it. Something's just, there's a piece of the puzzle missing. Something's not quite right. And you're doing everything right and it's still not working for you. It's possible that you just have the wrong diagnosis. That's a real cliffhanger, right? Don't worry. I commit to you right now that I'll get it published in the next week. See that? That's good as done, y'all. That's my accountability and my commitment right there. You can bet that if it isn't here in a week, I probably died. Ha! Okay, see you guys then. Okay, don't leave yet. You're going to want to hear about this. If you love my podcast, if I'm the only sane voice you've found on this subject, if I've already helped you, you need to check out my online course. It's a start to finish step-by-step video course that teaches you all the tools you need to know to beat this disease. You can find it on my website, sarahtownley.com, along with lots of other free tools that will make taking care of your diabetes so much easier. So get over there right now. See you there.